Portions of our broadcast day made possible by internet media providers, makers of CrossLink. With CrossLink, you can view any Christian television station in the world using CrossLink. For more information, look for the link to internet media providers on this website or app, or visit us directly at www.internetmediaproviders.com.
Jesus Christ is the real champ, and the real truth. There are no lies living in here. Nothing but pure truth coming from God. This is Pure Truth Session with your host, Lady Ty.
What's up? What's up? What's up? It's your girl, Lady Ty the Great, here with another amazing Pure Truth Session. I'm so excited today because God is amazing. God is great. God is with us. His mercy is good, right? And His mercy endures forever. Great is God's faithfulness. So let's jump straight into prayer. So Father, in the name of Jesus, we just want to say thank you, Lord. Thank you for today. Thank you for who you are, God. You're a healer, a protector, a provider. Thank you for being King of Kings and Lord of Lords, sitting on the throne, Lord. Thank you for your love, even right now. Thank you for your healing power that can reach, Father, hospitals all over, God, that Lord, thank you for your presence. Thank you for the ability to pray to you and that you hear our prayer and cry. So right now, God, the earth needs you. The world needs you. We need you, God. The church needs you. Your people need you. Yes, God. You know what's taking place, God, and you are more than able. So today I just pray, God, that you would hear our prayer, hear our cry, and that you would respond with miracles, signs, and wonders. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen, guys. So this is me starting the message again, right? And you may be saying, again, yeah, I did the message before, and I feel like I had to start over. Have you ever felt like you had to start over? And I'm excited about it because I know that I was led by God. So here I am waiting on what He wants to say. First of all, for those of you who are mourning a loved one that has transitioned, we want to pray for you right now. We want to pray and remind you of God's word that says, blessed are those that mourn, for they shall be comforted. So right now, you are being comforted by God. I ask God to send you strengthening angels your way. And we have compassion and we're connecting with you right now. Pure Truth Session, a heart feels compassion for you. So I just want to remind you of the scripture that Jesus wept. Jesus was saddened when Lazarus, come on, had transitioned, right? And so Jesus wept. And here I am on this message today, just expecting God to do a miracle. Have you ever been in that position? Have you ever expected God to do something? Have you ever waited on Him? Well, that's a good place. That's a good place. An even better place to be is in a place of confidence, to know that whether God does what we want, right, or what He has already decided, that God is still good. So today I want to shift the message into a message of hope. Faith, hope, and love, the three things that will last forever. The reason for this Pure Truth Session is so we can speak truth in times like this. So you may hear numbers, you may see things, but I want to ask you, what are you focusing on? What are you reading, right? What are you doing? What are you eating on? Now is the time for you to eat the Word of God. Now is the time for you to decree and declare. Now is the time for you to pray and fast. Now is the time for you to forgive someone, including people that are saying things that are not right. Now, this is not a session. I don't have to go name for name, person for person. but I am in deep prayer for some people in the body of Christ and out of the body of Christ. This is not an opportunity or a time for churches or ministries to begin to sell prayer ideas, prayer kits, prayer classes. That is incorrect. Satan, the Lord rebuke you. And why did I say Satan, the Lord rebuke you? The same way Jesus told Satan, same way Jesus told Peter, Satan, the Lord rebuke you. Remember, Peter was when Jesus was explaining the crucifixion and that he had to go and, you know, he would die or whatever. Well, not die, but, you know, Jesus was talking to Peter about the process. And Peter was like, oh, no, that can't happen to you. And Jesus was like, Satan, the Lord rebuke you. Why? Anything that's against the will of God is an enemy. Okay, if it's not God's will, if it's against it and it's going to hinder, stop or block you, it's an enemy. So that's why I say that if it's not God's will that we sell prayer kits, period. Ask me how I know, because Jesus said what? My house shall be called the house of prayer. He flipped over the table of the money exchangers. Okay, you want to sell something, get you a perfume, get you a lipstick, but make a weave. I don't know. Get an ice cream truck. But by all means, do not sell prayer. Why am I having this conversation with you? Because in order for us, we are God's children, right? In order for us to get to this next level, it's going to take unity. Have you ever had a brother or a sister that just, or even a parent that would tell you and your brother or sister and your, or whatever, that would say that if y'all don't get along and y'all don't play nice, I don't want to hear nothing to y'all work it out. That is what the Lord is saying, even in this moment. Y'all work it out. Believers, work it out with other believers. Come on. I'm believing God because I'm like, yo, God, they hard-headed. They not listening. I'm on some Jonah right now. And I feel like I'm rowing the boat this way towards what God is saying, but they rowing it another way. So this is keeping me in a position of prayer. This is keeping me in a position of humility, fasting. And I'm just like, wow. And if you've had brothers and sisters, right? Many of you had, you know what that's like to have that annoying brother or sister that won't do the thing that the parent wants you to do. And I'm just like, yo, I was born and raised the only child. Okay. Can I just talk to y'all right there? So to have all these brothers and sisters in the body of Christ and they don't listen. See, at least the only child, I was spoiled. It was lit. I enjoyed that life. I thought that I wanted brothers and sisters. And when God gave me brothers and sisters, oh, let me go back to my natural only child life. Because these people don't listen. And the longer we don't listen and obey, it's like the children of Israel. They was walking around like, oh, I get it. And I mean, for us to be living a new Bible day, oh my. So, however, I'm excited, but I just want to share with you that as much as people may show you who they really are and you may not like it, please understand that there is still a greatness on the inside of them, even if it seems really far. So I would ask you to allow the greater in you to pray for the greater that is in them. And I will ask the Lord to help our unbelief. Laugh with me, because many of you like, nah, ain't no greatness in this person. This is what this time is for, that we would come together with our brothers and sisters. Trust me, I already recorded this message and it was nothing like this. In fact, I was calling out my brothers and sisters, naming them, rebuking them. And God had me to do this message over with the easier heart. Because I can call them out in prayer. I can ask for God to, you know, whatever, in prayer. I don't have to be the news media to spread something negative about them. Isn't that something? Now, that's called maturity, my friends. God tells us in Psalms 37, fret not over evildoers. Do I believe that these people who are selling these things are evil? Nah, I just believe that they got off track. That somewhere along the line, they bumped their head and nobody corrected them. They just got too big that they are their own leader now or whatever. But the point is, what I believe doesn't matter. What God wants is unity. What God wants is for us to receive the correction. And a lot of times people can't receive the correction because you're coming at them crazy. I'm definitely not coming at people gently, right? And That is a fruit of the spirit, gentleness. But there is a hard word that everybody needs to repent. And I'm just a bit personally annoyed with people that I feel should know better. But that's my feelings. So the pure truth is God still wants us to do what? Check the man in the mirror. So whatever somebody else should and shouldn't be doing, hey, that's between them and God, right? It really is, guys. That's the pure truth. That's between them and God. But for me, God gives me specific assignments and specific people. But I want to be sure first I'm carrying that thing out so heavy in prayer. And so I just want to encourage you to do that. Talk to God about it in prayer. Don't call another person and turn that thing into gossip. Come on, that's not part of living holy, right? That's not part of, nah, don't do that. Like, let's give this thing to God, right? And so it's your girl, Lady Tata. Great. I'm super excited because this week was amazing. The week of Passover just went by. And many of you may know or may not know what Passover is, but you can read about it in the book of Exodus, chapter 12. I'll read a little bit of it. Sometime later, the Lord said to Moses and Aaron, "This month is to be the first month of the year for you. Tell people of Israel that on the 10th day of the month, the family must choose a lamb of a young goat or his family to eat. And if the family is too small to eat the whole lamb, they must share it with their next door neighbor. Choose their sheep or goat, but it must be 1 year old male that has nothing wrong with it. And it must be large enough for everyone to have some of the meat. Each family must take care of the animal until the evening of the 14th day of the month when the animals are to be killed. Some blood must be put on two doorposts and above the door of each house where the animals are to be eaten. That night, the animals are to be roasted and eaten and together with bitter herbs and thin bread made without yeast. Don't eat the raw meat or broiled, the entire animal, including its head. Legs, sides must be roasted. Eat what you want that night and the next morning burn whatever is left. When you eat the meal, be dressed and ready to travel, have your sandals on, carry your walking sticks in your hand, and eat quickly. This is the Passover festival in honor of me, your Lord." Okay, that's the Passover festival. Now, I want to read to you that we're in Exodus. And now I want to read to you Exodus 12:12. But there's also a neat song. Check this out. This is called Passover by Tommy Favorite and Ty Bello. It's called Passover. Very nice song. That's Passover. Let's get out of here. That means leave. The word taffy. Taffy yungzu means get out. No. This is one of my favorite songs. So I'm just reading this to you because this is in connection with the Passover. It's my part. No place for sickness. In the name of Jesus, there's nowhere to leave now. Passover. So what's taffy mean? Leave. So we are telling Corona to taffy, right? To leave now. There's no place for that here. So now Exodus 12 and 12 says, that same night I will pass through Egypt and kill the firstborn son in every family and the firstborn male of all animals. I am the Lord, and I will punish the gods of Egypt. The blood on the houses will show me where you live. And when I see the blood, I will pass over you. Then you won't be bothered by the terrible disasters I will bring on Egypt. Amen. So, Passover. So we just passed the week of the Passover, and I'm just excited. And so, no, you might not have a lamb. You don't have to worry about that. Jesus is the lamb. He's the ultimate sacrifice. But what you can do in celebration of Passover, you can continue this, is you can anoint your door. You can anoint your children's head. You can anoint yourself, right? And you can say in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, in the name of the Holy Spirit, I plead the blood of Jesus. And that will represent your home being covered and no disaster will come nigh your dwelling. So this is what something I put into practice in my home, and I cover my home every night, and I read Psalms 91, and I'm very grateful. So today I want to remind you that faith, hope, and love are three things that last forever. I want to pray for your faith to be refreshed, restored, and renewed and extended, okay, in Jesus' name. Love, I want to pray for you to remain in a loving place, to begin to nurture all the things around you, to take care, clean up your home, take care of anything that God have blessed you with, faith, hope, and love, right? And hope is us believing, continue to carry on, go forth, with sharing what God has said and what God is doing. Do you know that endurance, the race is not given to the swift, not the one who's fast, but the one who can endure, the one who will hold on, the one who won't quit. And God is just getting started, guys. Whether we live or die, we belong to the Lord. Everything is God's, and we don't die in Christ. We have eternal life. So that's the good news. But we are praying for those who need prayer and concerns with health. We are canceling the spirit of death right now in the name of Jesus over your families, over your countries, over your nations. We are excited that God is still on the throne and God is in control. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, we just bless you. We thank you for being on the throne. We thank you for being in control. We thank you for being a great I am. We thank you for being kings of kings and Lord of lords. We thank you, Father, that even in this moment, God, you sit high and you look low, that you hear our prayer and you hear our cry. You did not create us to worry. You created us to worship. And so we thank you, Father, that you did not create us to fear. So we are walking full of faith, God, thanking you for all that you're going to do today. I just pray for all the essential workers, but I thank you, God, that you have your personal essential workers. You have people who are pushing out your word right now, God. So thank you, Father, for being with us even now. Thank you, God, that you are God all by yourself, and that every knee shall bow and every tongue will confess, God, that you are Lord. They will see you, Father. And so I'm excited, God, because I believe your truth. And I know that you're going to show up with miracles, signs, and wonders. I know that we have the victory. And I thank you, Father, for being amazing, for giving us a timeout that was well needed. Thank you for the rest and the connection with families and the people that are still going to work, God. Thank you for still providing for them. Thank you for making them the head and not the tail, God. And we do pray Psalms 37. God, we pray it right now that we fret not over evildoers, God. I thank you that your light is shining and you are revealing every evil scheme, that you are putting light, shedding your light to the darkness right now, God. And when I say that, I mean you are exposing things so they could be gone and finished and done with, never no more. And I pray for the government. I pray for city states. I pray for doctors. I pray for essential workers. I pray for bus drivers, custodians that are having to clean all of this stuff, train driving people, construction workers, the people that's driving Uber still, DoorDash, people that's stuck in a house. God, we come against any type of depression right now in the name of Jesus, the spirit of suicide right now, in a loneliness right now. We cancel it right now in the name of Jesus. And we just say a prayer, Father, right now for children and parents that are doing homeschooling, God. But we thank you, Father, that we are not getting busy doing a bunch of other stuff, that we will seek you, God. So I pray Matthew 6:33 over this earth, that they will seek ye first the kingdom of God and your righteousness, and that everything else would be added unto them. Thank you for giving us time, God. Thank you for this divine reset, Father. Thank you, Father, for being amazing and awesome and being wonderful and all of that, God. I thank you, God, for who you are. And it's in Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen, guys. I love you so much. I'm excited for what God is doing. Just remember, God has done a wonderful thing by what? By the Passover, right? If you can hear my voice and I can hear you, he's already did what? He's already passed over. That means you had another day. So I'm grateful. And this is our scripture that we're going to read, Psalms 23. And I pray that you will read Psalms 23 and Psalms 91 daily, okay? And share it with your children. Let your children read it as well. The Lord is my shepherd. I lack nothing. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He refreshes my soul. He guides me along the right paths for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely your goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. Amen, guys. God bless you. Be encouraged. Just know these 2020 disciples is getting ready to raise up. Pure truth hasn't changed. God is still looking for people to carry out the Great Commission. Yeah, you might not be able to travel now, but prepare yourself. Make yourself ready. Look at the map. Look at the places. Pray and ask God, where is he sending you? Who are the people that have not yet heard the name of Jesus? There is a Great Commission that we are to fulfill. Jesus Christ did what? He blessed the disciples. He gave them power and authority. And what did he tell them? To heal the sick, to raise the dead, to cleanse the lepers. That does not just go for those 12. Jesus also said he has 70 others. Disciples, go and make disciples. That means that if you've been discipled, right, you make a disciple. And I'm excited to be one that imparts and shares with others on how to become a master builder, because the Lord our God is the master builder, and he trains us to build people for his glory. So I'm so grateful that we are going forth with the 2020 discipleship program. I'll be teaching things like that on here, and I'm just excited. So if you ready, ready or not, here I come. You can't hide. There's no hiding for this. Many are called, the chosen are few. So I pray and I cover you and your family in the blood of Jesus. And I thank you for tuning in to this Pure Truth session. Don't forget, Passover. God has blessed you. Uh-oh. Come on. So Father, in the name of Jesus, we pray, Father, right now, and we command that sickness to go right now. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Father, that it's not welcome here. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for power and authority, Jesus. There's no room for corona. Jesus is king right here. And we pray even right now for Africa and the locusts. So Passover. God bless them. And other places that we don't know about. Lord, we need your power. You are God. You alone will get the glory, God. You are God alone, Lord. We repent and we say sorry, Father. We are coming and filling in the gap, Lord. We say forgive them, Father, for they know not what they do. Sickness is not welcome here. Come on. Decree it and declare it.
Not welcome here. Sickness is not welcome here.
Only thing we welcome is God's full spirit.
Sadness is not welcome here.
Amen.
Sorrow is not welcome here.
Thank you, God, for blessing your people even right now. That deliverance is taking place in evictions. You are moving things out that do not belong there right now in the name of Jesus. Although we live in the world, we do not wage war as the world. The weapons we fight with are not weapons of the world. On the contrary, they have divine power to demolish strongholds. We demolish arguments and every pretension that sits itself high up against the knowledge of God, and we take captive every thought and make it obedient to Christ. Thank you, Father. Thank you, God.
We are not deserting the nation. We are not leaving the nation. We stand on behalf of the nation. God, I tell you. Hey, as soon as you are to be.
Passover. Yes. Leave. Sickness, leave. Coronavirus, leave. COVID-19, leave. Bad government leaders, leave. evildoers, leave. Prophets for profit, leave. I love that. There's nobody else but Jesus. And why am I playing this song? Because as we are an international radio show, international podcast, it is important for us to connect. And this song is bridging the gap. So thank you for enjoying and believing and agreeing that it must pass over right now. In Jesus' name. So God bless you. And thank you. This is the pure truth that this thing is going to pass over and we are going to count it all joy and we will find those that have endured. 2020, just like God said, he was going to manifest his glory. This is the year that all will see God's glory. No man will get the glory. It is all about God. In Jesus' name, thank you for tuning in with this pure truth session. Check, check, and I'm out.
Of the storm and rain. heartache and pain. Still I'm declaring I made it through. See, I didn't lose. Experienced loss at a major cost, but I never lost faith in you. So if you see me cry, it's just a sign that I'm still alive. Oh yeah, I got some scars, but I'm still alive. In spite of calamity, he still has a plan for me, and it's working for my good, and it's building my testimony.
So glad I made it.
In spite of the storm and rain,
in spite of the storm and rain,
heartache and pain,
I'm still alive, declaring that I made it through.
I didn't lose.
Experience loss,
and a major cost,
but I never lost faith in you.
I'm so glad I made. Anybody in here have that testimony?
I made it through. In spite of the storm
and rain,
heartache
and pain,
I'm still alive.
So glad I made it. I made it through.
So glad I made it.
Thank you, Jesus.
So glad I made it.
I could have lost my mind. I
made it through.
But I made it through.
I made it through.
I wish I had a witness. Is there anybody in here that's been through anything?
So glad I made it.
That you almost threw in the towel.
I made it through.
But when you look back over your life,
I made
you realize
it.
I made it. Is there anybody in here that know that you made it? has come to me.
Portions of our broadcast day made possible by internet media providers, makers of Patriot. With Patriot, every news channel in the world is at your fingertips. The Patriot. For more information, look for the link to internet media providers on this website or app, or visit us directly at www.internetmediaproviders.com.
The session is done for now. Come back next week for more Pure Truth.
The champ is here! The champ is here! The champ is here! The champ is here!
This broadcast is copyrighted by Lady Ty the Great Ministries and the Resilient Christian Radio Network.